This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North convenience stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This is WEEI Afternoons
with Andy Hart, Nick Fitzy Stevens,
and three-time Super Bowl champion Ted Johnson on WEEI.
Good afternoon and welcome to WEEI Afternoons. That was the voice of Red Sox manager Alex Cora yesterday in Florida. Spring training is underway. Pitchers and catchers worked out today. Super Bowl is in the rearview mirror. We're in the football offseason and we're in the baseball preseason. Andy Hart here alongside Nick Fitzy Stevens. And Fitzy, I'm just going to be dead honest with you. This is weird.
Why today? Finally.
Well, because, you know, I ebb and flow with my honesty. Ask my wife. It's a relationship issue. I'm excited about Red Sox season. And I don't know
why it came from. Why shouldn't you be?
I can tell you why, because they claimed they were in on Juan Soto and were going to spend like $700 million, and then when they didn't get him, they spent like $3.52.
Yeah, be careful, Andy. You've been here before.
I know, I feel...
You're ready
to be hurt again. I get it.
Well, this is where a little gullible Andy on the Twitch chat, they call me, and part of it is just, I've always been this way in life and in sports. I'm very seasonal. I get excited for the next season. Like in winter, I like fall to winter, but then I like winter to spring and spring to summer. And just like I enjoy going from football season to baseball season. When I was in high school, I played baseball in the spring and I got so excited for the start of baseball season. Spoiler alert, by May, I was sick of baseball and wanted to be done with the stupid sport and the stupid season.
Couldn't wait to lifeguard swim or just dink
around
all summer.
So this is inherently in me as a New Englander who deals with the change of seasons, both climate-wise and sports-wise. But I look and I see Cora talking and Breslow talking, and I think we're going to hear actually some cuts from Garrett Crochet today, who's one of the reasons that...
Filthy pig.
I'm excited to see him pitch. I'm excited to have an ace again. I'm excited to at least once in a five and or, spoiler alert, six-day cycle, have an ace take the mound and be like a game I want to watch. I'm also buying in now. I've moved on from the fact that, okay, you didn't go get the bats I wanted. You didn't get Soto. You didn't get Pete Alonso. I guess Bregman and Arenado are still possibilities, and we'll get into that a little bit. But I'm also embracing the big three taking the spring training field together, Campbell and Mayer and Roman Anthony, and they're in BP. And I'm kind of just now resigned to the fact, I think it was Jeff Passan we had a couple weeks ago said, 2026, they're going to be ridiculously good. Well, this is the start of that. We're going to see those young guys this spring and at some point this season, even if they start in Worcester. And so I have legitimate interest in this team, excitement that'll build toward the regular season for this team. It's not perfect. It's not perfect at all. But, you know, somehow their intention was to add a right-handed bat, and all they did is let O'Neill leave and take his 31 home runs with him. So there's flaws with this team. The bullpen, they can tell me they're deeper in the bullpen, and I'll say, okay, that's great. Who's your closer? And you're, well, we haven't really named anybody yet. Well,
it's going to be Hendricks, right? If you had to throw down at the table right now, your money would be on Hendricks.
Right now. And right now is February 12th. Let's see what happens when May 12th comes around and we just got past Cinco de Mayo and we'll see if he's still your closer. But I am legitimately excited and intrigued. And maybe I'm just buying in because they believe they're a playoff team. Breslow thinks they're a playoff team. Cora thinks they're a playoff team, which they haven't been a playoff team. That would be a nice step in a positive direction. But do you share any of my excitement, anticipation for the 2025 Boston Red Sox?
I was already excited to watch the Boys of Summer report to summer-like conditions in beautiful Fort Myers, Florida, one of my favorite areas of the country, heralding the start of baseball games that mean nothing other than having the sweet sound of America's favorite white noise in the background, in the air, once again, baseball. And then on top of it, on a day like today, you see the pitchers and the catchers, you hear from Crochet, the filthy pig is excited about being in Boston and wants to be the stopper, wants to be the man for the Red Sox. There's juice around the prospects, and we got the trailer for last year's Netflix documentary about the Red Sox today, and that highlighted just exactly the star potential of a couple of the guys that are on the team or what eccentric characters they are, Andy. And so all of this builds up to, like, this is one big bouillabaisse, one big soup of excitement for baseball. That and the fact that it has snowed every other day for the past week, and it doesn't snow a lot during baseball season. So when I see baseball being played, I think, oh, good, it's not going to snow again. So hell yeah, I'm fired up for this Red Sox season.
So if I asked you, what is the biggest reason that you're excited, fired up, confident, intrigued by the 2025 Boston Red Sox, what would your answer be?
I'm going to power rank them for you. I'm going to give the bronze medal.
Okay.
I'm going to give the bronze medal to Alex Cora finding a way to get this team back to the playoffs.
He's in good shape, by the way. Did you see him?
He is. AC looks ready.
Said he ran 5 miles. He's been doing 920 pace down in Puerto Rico. Gets up here. He's doing 845s today or yesterday. 845s. That's a good pace. That's a good pace.
That's not a jog. That's when a jog becomes a run. Once you get 9 and under, that's when a jog becomes a run.
Is that the rule?
I made that up just now. Do you like it?
Yeah, and I'll go with it.
10-minute miles are still jog-ish, if you will, but once you get 9 and under, now
you get under. You get under 9? Okay, you're calling that a run. I like it. Okay.
Alex Cora. The silver medal goes to Crochet. I am fired up for a stopper. An ace, a big guy who wants to take the ball every 6 days and just fire straight heat. Filth and be the man. We have not had someone want to be the man in some time, at least not since the prime of those couple years we had of Chris Sale. Yes.
So let me ask you, Crochet.
Yeah.
What are you looking for? Because I know on the old show, the old version, the old afternoons with Arcand, I made the mistake of saying, I mean, could he be Pedro? And I don't mean in talent, but in terms of you brought Pedro in from Montreal to be the next ace, to be the stopper. And he obviously went in historic and Hall of Fame direction with that role. But what does he have to do to be what you're looking for him to be, to fulfill your excitement? Are we talking Cy Young, 20-game winner? They end up giving him a $400 million contract by August? You know, because obviously Chris Sale, the comparisons are there because the White Sox, the lefty. I know Cora said he's like Chris Sale, but like, you know, a little bigger, a little more size to him.
A little less. Yeah, he looks like a slightly more durable Chris.
Yes.
Chris Sale.
So, but what do you need from Crochet? Are you looking for, you know, starts the first 2 months 7-0 with a sub-1 ERA or something crazy?
Fine, go on.
Or is it less than that? More realistic expectations?
Realistically speaking, what I'm looking for from Garrett Crochet is someone who wins 3 out of every 4 starts. Somebody that rarely, rarely puts you in a position to get blown out. That is good for 6, maybe 7 innings every time. A legitimate ace. Like, not seeing him go 2 1/3, 7 earned, 3 strikeouts, 5 walks in his second start because, oh, he just didn't get tuned up in time. This guy knows that a big payday is looming, and I mean like a big payday. And if he goes out there today and delivers, this is this season, this is the most likely place he's going to get that payday. So I want a regular top of the rotation badass that throws upper 90s and keeps the Red Sox in every one of those starts.
So you know I'm not necessarily a quant or an analytics guy, all that. But I go to his baseball reference page, and they have a projection, right, for the 2025 season. Tell me what you think of this projection.
Okay.
6-9 record. 6-9 record. You hear that? 6-9.
I'm not going to say nice.
Okay, not nice. ERA of 3.69. 127 innings pitched. He gave up 15 home runs, 37 walks. His WHIP is 1.15.
I'm sorry. Is this like Wikipedia? Can you hack baseball?
I don't think
baseball
so.
Reference so that you can actually just, you know, enter whatever you want like Wikipedia?
This is, I think, supposed to be a quantitative analysis of his past and future and comps and all those things, and they come up with, I'm sure they have some proprietary computer formula thing, AI has entered the conversation.
What?
I got to tell you. If Garrett Crochet only wins 6 games, I know wins are an archaic stat in baseball. You're not supposed to care about wins anymore for starting pitchers. Mm-hmm. But
worse season last year, Andy, than last year.
Hmm?
That would be like that would mean he would have a worse season for the Red Sox in 2025 than he did basically for the White Sox, the worst team maybe in the history of baseball last season.
So you're telling, because I also would say if that's his projection. My projection is they are not a playoff team. I do not believe the Red Sox will be a playoff team with Garrett Crochet winning 6 games. I find that very difficult to rationalize in my head here in early February.
Yeah, I think you can probably lean into that take. If he goes 6-9, I mean, that's like, I thought you were going to say like 16-9,
no.
To which point I'd be like, oh, that's good. I'll take that for sure.
Yeah, the only thing that's missing is the one.
Yeah.
And I don't think it's a typo.
6-9? His ERA goes up from last year. He has fewer strikeouts. He has a higher WHIP. Is this because he's pitching in the American League East? I mean, you kind of basically face everyone almost the same number of times now, though, the way that they have the schedule broken down.
He also has less innings pitched.
Was he getting hurt? He just got Tommy John a couple of years ago.
Yeah, I don't know. And to be fair, maybe this is just some... Because he was such a breakout guy last year, maybe that throws off their projection system or whatever model at Baseball Reference. But yeah, that jumped out at me. If he wins 6 games, Garrett Crochet is a 6-game winner. That's 6, just the single digit 6. If he's a 6-game winner, I can't imagine they make the playoffs. But what's number one on Fitzy's list of reasons to be excited about the Boston Red Sox?
The same thing that I love most about my life that prevents me from getting any sleep on a regular basis, the kids. I want to see the kids. I am ready. I am fired up. I need new heroes. I need new jerseys to buy the kids. I need new people that I don't want to miss at bats of. I need new people that I would imagine if I were my children's age that I would want to hang the posters up above the wall. I want to go to the card expos and buy the baseball cards of and invest in the futures of the Campbells and the Anthonys and the Mayers. We have heard about them, Andy, for so long. It's like when you hear about a movie that you're super excited to see and they announce that it's in production. And you're like, oh, cool. When's it coming out? 2.5 years from now. And you're like, mother pus bucket. I got to wait almost 3 years. Then you finally see a teaser. Then you see the real trailer and it's still a year away. Well, we have heard about the screenplay being written. We have heard about it being in production. We have heard about them taking it out to press. We have seen all the trailers. I am now ready to see the movie that is called Anthony, Campbell, and Mayer.
100%. And that is where I have landed early in spring training. Because spring training to me is about young players. It's about buzz. I'm looking forward to reports from Fort Myers, reports from Lou Maloney, some video where he's talking about, oh my God, these kids are ready. They're so ready. They don't need any more seasoning. They don't need AAA. They're not 4A. They are major league ball players. And now is the time to be hopeful of those things because, mm-hmm. Who knows? Mayer might have a back injury in 2 weeks and, Campbell might have struck out 37
times. You do that to me on 6 rings, guy, where you tell me like, oh, it's okay to be optimistic and be silly season, Fitzy, and then guess what?
Reality
blows up in my face every time.
Reality's going to set in at some point. Reality often bites. But for right now, you should have hope about those guys. I even was listening to Breslow yesterday, and the idea that he was talking about Marcelo Mayer going to move around the infield, going to play second, short, third, that they're going to see what he can do. And that idea.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. So that even piqued my interest of, oh, are they looking for a place to play him? Are they looking for him to be at the big league club? Christian Campbell, we know, is really good. Is he going to be the second baseman? Is he going to beat out Vaughn Grissom, who's another young player who we never really got to see last year, and maybe he can help balance out that Chris Sale trade? And Roman Anthony is supposed to be the second coming of freaking Ken Griffey Jr. or whatever you want to call it. He's supposed to be maybe in
Bryce, he's like Bryce. I keep hearing like Bryce Harper comps to Roman Anthony as well. And the Campbell kid, people say, from the folks that are in the know that I've heard from and spoken with, they say, strangely enough, he may have the highest ceiling of them all.
Oh, yeah. Baby Bonds, Barry Bonds Jr., Barry Bonds 2.0, like all these things. And these are all awesome reasons to be excited about the Red Sox. And I think that's what's key here, is we've now moved on mentally and emotionally, or at least some of us. I don't want to speak for everybody. 617-779-7937. You can text, you can call, you can speak for yourself. But energy-wise and emotionally, I've kind of moved on from any disappointments of the offseason, Soto or Bregman, whatever you want to talk about. Now, we have eyes on the ground, boots on the ground, and Roman Anthony's taking batting practice, right? And Craig Breslow's talking about Marcelo Mayer and what positions he's going to play and the young guys. And now the reality of what's on the field and the hope of what's on the field is there in front of us. It's no longer really a projection or a down the road. It's kind of the here and now. These guys are battling for roles and roster spots and jobs. And as you said, they're also battling to be the idol of some 7-year-old kid that's like,
yeah,
Dad, I want a Roman Anthony jersey. Yeah, I want a Marcelo Mayer jersey. Like, and that's part of it. That's part of this entertainment value. And we'll get into that because I found it interesting. They asked Craig Breslow about that question I always talk about with you, Fitzy. It's entertainment first from our perspective.
Right.
Do they consider that? And Craig Breslow actually acknowledged sort of that they do consider that at times, even if they also acknowledge that winning is fun and that's the key to entertainment and winning games, and they need to win more games this year and all of that. So that's where we're starting today. It's spring training. It's Red Sox season. We're going to hear from Alex Cora. We're going to hear from Craig Breslow. We're going to hear from Garrett Crochet. We're also going to hear from Brian Scalabrine at 4 o'clock. And if you've been paying attention, Scal is obsessed with the lady friend of a certain new Celtics player. So we'll ask him about that, all that, and much more on WEEI Afternoons. But first, we have Fitzy with What's Trending.
The exclusive home for Patriots Monday and Friday.
Now, here's What's Trending on WEEI.
Trending now on WEEI and WEEI.com, brought to you by our friends at Time Out Market. Yes, spring is in the air, even though we are in the dregs of winter. And the boys of summer are back in Fort Myers as the Red Sox get spring training 2025 underway. Pitchers and catchers reporting. Oh, my. Garrett Crochet spoke with the media today as well. He's excited, the Filthy Pig, to hopefully be the new ace of the Boston Red Sox this year and going forward. We also heard from several other players, including manager Alex Cora once again, and the kid who may be the star, outfielder Roman Anthony, who talked about why he is excited to be putting on a Sox uni.
It's awesome. I think that's the goal. You know, when you get drafted, is to put yourself in this position and, you know, get to big league camp and to possibly win a job and help this team as soon as possible. I think that's the goal for all of us. So it's exciting to finally be here and have that chance. So I'm really excited for it. I'm going to have fun with it. And I'm going to enjoy it.
Speaking of having fun with the Red Sox, the trailer today for The Clubhouse, the new Netflix documentary series chronicling the 2024 Red Sox season, dropped. We'll be talking about that later on in the show. In basketball, your Boston Celtics have their final tilt before the All-Star break. It's at home, where they've struggled a little bit of late with a 15-10 record. Victor Wembanyama, the French freak, comes to town tonight for a 7 o'clock tilt. And you're not going to want to miss any of that action. We'll talk to Brian Scalabrine to see exactly how excited he is about that one at 4 o'clock today on WEEI Afternoons. And to top it all off, a documentary about the Celtics championship season that'll be premiering on Max this March also dropped a little teaser today. We'll be talking about that soon. And finally, in the wide world of football, Matt Patricia, former New England Patriots offensive and defensive coordinator and famous FOB, friend of Belichick, is reportedly going to be the new defensive coordinator for the defending national champion Ohio State Buckeyes. You just can't make it up, folks. Training brought to you by Time Out Market Boston. Experience the essence of Boston's culinary and cultural scene at Time Out Market Boston. Nestled in the Fenway, from live music sessions to food and beverage tastings and everything in between, Time Out Market Boston showcases the best of the city under one roof. This is your old pal, Nick Fitzy Stevens, and that's what's trending now on WEEI and WEEI.com. Don't you go anywhere. More WEEI Afternoons rolling.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games, or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Think warm. Think palm trees. Think baseball. Hi, I'm MLB.com's Matt Monaghan. The long, dark freeze is over and spring training is finally here. If you're a baseball fan looking for a quick, easy way to get all the scores, top stories, and best sound bites from Florida and Arizona, you're in luck.
I don't think people realize how good we are. I don't even know if we realize how good.
The Morning Lineup Podcast, a short, less than 10-minute baseball highlight show, is available anywhere on any platform you listen to podcasts on, 5 days a week. We can't wait to meet you there.